Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of Thanksgiving break. How was that break for your team?
It was good. It was a good break, Kelly. I think definitely came at a good time. I don't want to say tired and beat up, but it had been a grind. So it came at a really good time for us in terms of just getting away and spending some time at home, maybe spending some time with some different people, particularly their coach. But they came back really refreshed. We've had some of our best practices, and we look like a group ready to go tonight.
Your team went into the break on a two-game win streak after sweeping Minnesota State 3-1 in both games. During that series, Brittany Mowat ties Zuzana Tomchkova's record of 41 career wins. Last season, Mowat set a new record with 19 wins in a season. You're probably not surprised by how well she's playing, are you?
No, she's been pretty doggone consistent, certainly in my time here, Kelly. There's no doubt. And it's just another game for Britt. She's I think you even mentioned it when you said something to her. She said what record? I mean, that's just the way she is. She's going to be focused and ready to go tonight, and certainly she'll be one of the keys for us.
This past week, another one of your members of your team was honored, Ivana Bilic, named to Team Canada's Nations Cup tournament in Germany coming up in January. What does that mean for her and for this team?
It's just tremendous for her. I think just thrilled for her to have this opportunity. She was on their development team this summer. She played in Lake Placid against the United States under-22 team. She went to their camp right after the start of the school year, so we knew she was in consideration. We were really hoping that she would have gotten named to the Four Nations team, but Team Canada saw enough of her in those two camps and in those two events that they invited her to this one. So really thrilled for her. It's obviously for our program. It's another player that's playing for her national team, and she's able to wear her country sweater. For us, it's something that we can pass on to recruits to say, look, if you have aspirations to play for your national team, here are a couple of players that we've had that have taken advantage of the situation they've had here, the opportunities they've had to play, and it's transition for them being able to wear their country sweater and play for their national team.
Well, the good news is that she's going to miss the series against Lindenwood, but not the series for Wisconsin. I'm sure you were relieved when you saw that schedule.
Yeah, obviously we're kind of doing Lindenwood a favor by playing a Wednesday-Thursday series because they're in Mankato the weekend before, so trying to help them out. Otherwise, it would have been on the weekend, and she would have been back. But, it is what it is, and obviously it'll just give somebody else an opportunity to play. But we're just really excited for Yvonne. I know she's going to go out there and do a great job.
Coming into this weekend, you guys have won 6 of the last 8 games, obviously with a break under your belt, and playing a team that's been a pretty formidable opponent in North Dakota. What do you expect to see out of Fighting Hawks this weekend?
Yeah, I got to get used to saying that. Real good team, obviously. Brian and his staff do a great job. They're hard to play against. They're a big, strong, physical team. They're obviously very talented. They have an outstanding goalie. They've got 6 really, really good defensemen, and they've got a group of forwards that are very, very talented. That top line has been playing extremely well, and they're going to be a challenge. Obviously they're behind us right now in the standings, so I'm sure they're looking at this as an opportunity to gain ground on us. And for our group, it's an opportunity to get more points up in chasing our ultimate goal of being a top 4 team. So again, last time we played, it was a 0-0 tie on a Friday night and a 2-1 overtime win on a Saturday, and I'm expecting it'll be pretty similar this weekend.
I already talked to Brian Adolski about that Saturday loss at Grand Forks for his team. A crazy overtime goal that I'm sure his team wanted back. You look at those kind of games and you go, well, sometimes it is about puck luck, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. The thing I took away from that was just our resiliency. We just never quit. We just kept working hard, kept playing hard. Got a bounce on the tying goal when we pulled the goalie and Lauren found a crease, got the puck on the net, and we had great net front presence. Just a lot of those habits that we continually stress, I thought, came out on that tying goal. And then the overtime, it was no question, was puck luck. Yeah, AJ was just throwing it. Actually, she was trying to hit, I think, Steph on the back door, and it wasn't even going that fast, but their defenseman turned her skate to try to play it off her skate and wound up deflecting it right into her own net. And no question, it was a huge break for us. But those 3 points were awful sweet to get. And just knowing, had I been on the other side, that had been a gut punch to take for North Dakota. But, you know, that's hockey. I mean, that those things are going to happen. And, you know, for us, it was to get 4 points on that weekend was really big.
You've got a couple players that have had some great success against this North Dakota team. Caitlin Tugas, one of them, has 10 points in 16 games against UND. She had a great weekend against Minnesota State. Somehow she has a couple of these league teams' numbers. It's nice to have a player like that on your team.
Oh, no question. And she's just been playing really, really well. Caitlin's been playing extremely well. And there's been series where she hasn't had hasn't been rewarded in terms of points, but she's played, I think, really, really consistently, doing a great job. She's a player that makes things happen on the ice. The puck seems to find her. You know, you look at her, she's not the biggest player, but boy, she certainly can get up and down the ice. She's got great hands, and she's playing really well with her line mates. So if she can stay hot, that's certainly going to help us.
Your lines have changed again tonight. I see Tugas is alongside Stephanie Anderson, as she has been most of the season, on the opposite wing. But you put Lauren Miller between those two. I'm guessing you're looking for a little bit of a stronger center?
Well, that's part of it. It's just, I think... You know, you look at lines and how people play with each other, things like that. I like all the way our centers are playing, and that's the key. You know, Hannah and Hubes have definitely some chemistry, and I thought Emma Terrace, in particular, is playing really well right now. She's playing with a lot of confidence. She's making plays. She had a beautiful assist on a goal that Hannah scored when she was on the ice with those two. And I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to go with her playing with those two. And, Lauren can get up and down the ice with Steph and Tugi. She's certainly, you talk about physically strong, there's no question. She's somebody that I rely on a lot, especially late game situations. So she'll be able to go up against North Dakota's top line and do an extremely good job defensively. But also, Emily Berglund, Summer, and Sicily, they might look like a fourth line on the depth chart, but I'm going to be able to play them against anybody's top line because of how well that group plays defensively. Plus, they'll do a good job. They're hard on pucks. You know, like I told them, make whoever you're out there against, make them play defense. And I really like the way Riley Fawcett, Whitney, and Bailey have looked in practice. So going into tonight, Kelly, I'm really excited about this lineup. You know, who knows? You know, will it be another game like the last time where it was 0-0? I don't know, but I really, really like the way these four lines have been practicing, and hopefully we'll see that, bear fruit in the game tonight.
In all my 9 years that I've been doing this, I've never seen so much depth up front for BSU. Like you said, that fourth line really isn't a fourth line. For you as a coach, it's got to make things a lot easier.
Well, it does, and there's some players that aren't in the lineup that certainly could be in the lineup, and that's right now we have a real solid group of players. They're all working hard. You know, the bottom line is, you know, for me, is if they can go out there and do the job defensively, that's the key, because if they're getting taken advantage by another line, whoever our opponents have, then it's tougher for us to get them on the ice. But I have a lot of confidence in that group that no matter who they're out there against, they're gonna be able to hold their own, and that way I think we're just gonna be a fresher team as the season progresses as well.
What's gonna be a key to getting a win here tonight against North Dakota?
Well, I'd like to see us get a great start. I think coming out of the chute and putting a lot of pressure on them early will help kind of dictate the pace. We're gonna need to be good in our zone. I think one thing North Dakota does extremely well is their defense will activate. They like to join the rush. 3-on-2s will become 4-on-2s because their defense will jump into the play. So it's really imperative that we come back hard with our heads on a swivel, picking up people away from the puck as much as we can. And on the other end, you know, we need to get pucks to the net. And again, North Dakota makes it hard to do that. So we need to be smart in terms of when we shoot the puck. Don't bury your head. Don't shoot it into people. Let's look to shoot wide. Maybe we can create some offense from behind the net.
Coach, as always, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.